According to a document obtained by the New York Times, the Justice Department plans to investigate and possibly sue colleges and universities over admissions policies that appear to discriminate against white students. The agency has denied this, but multiple media outlets are reporting on the plan. This is reigniting an issue that seemed to have been settled by the U.S. Supreme Court a little over a year ago. In a case involving a student protesting affirmative action at the University of Texas, the court ruled schools could continue using race as a factor, among others, in admissions decisions. For broader context, now let's turn to David Graham, staff writer at The Atlantic, who's written about this. David, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
So how do you sort of suss out what the ultimate plan is for the DOJ here? The agency is saying this is basically about one case. The Times and others are saying this is sort of a broader policy shift.
Right. It's a little bit tough to tell. And it's unclear whether this is maybe a trial balloon or if it's something they're not quite ready to reveal. You know, they didn't put out a press release about this. It was a document that the Times got. The Department of Justice issued a sort of non-denial where they said that they were not doing things the Times did not say they were doing. They say it's more limited, pertains only to an Asian American case. But some veteran Department of Justice watchers and former attorneys seem to think that given the scope of what they were saying, that may not actually be everything that's going on.
So give us some historical context here, because it's my understanding that the DOJ, obviously, and specifically the Civil Rights Division, there can be in some cases, significant changes from administration to administration, especially when you're going from one party to another.
That's right. You know, the Civil Rights Division, I think, is a useful way to judge what the priorities of an administration are, particularly on justice. So in the Obama administration, we saw a big focus on police reform and holding police departments to account for civil rights abuses. We also saw a lot of focus on things like transgender rights. In the Bush administration, we saw a focus on looking for voter fraud, for example, and also for trying to find sort of cases of discrimination there. So it gets pushed back and forth according to what the administration is and how politicized the administration wants it to be.
How significant could the fact that the Supreme Court basically ruled on this last year on this very issue that race can be used as a factor, can't be the only factor, but it can be a factor in college admissions. What role might that play in whatever the DOJ ultimately decides to try to do here?
Well, that's a great question. And it's unclear, since it's unclear exactly what they're going to do, it's a little bit unclear how they would get around that. You know, as you said, it's one factor. They could focus on the idea that maybe it was being overused as a factor. They may also hope that given the change in the makeup of the Supreme Court, if they could bring another case and take it to the Supreme Court, they'd get a more favorable precedent and open things up against affirmative action further than they have been already.
Other than the case about which we were just talking, the case of a student at UT Austin, are there other cases where white students are saying that they are being discriminated against or that affirmative action is kind of working against them?
You hear this made. It's not necessarily often in court cases that have gone to the extent that the Fisher case did, the University of Texas case. But you've had this idea. It's an idea that pops up through conservative media, that affirmative action, maybe it was useful at some time in the past or maybe it wasn't. It depends on the point of view of the writer. But in any case, today it's no longer needed. The playing field is level. And what we're doing now is really just unfairly disadvantaging white people over black ones. You know, and this is an idea that has a history back to people like Jesse Helms cutting ads saying that, you know, white people were being denied jobs. It's not just in colleges. It's across the board, the idea that affirmative action is somehow discriminating against white people.
Is there maybe an argument to be made that, especially in terms of affirmative action, it's not just an issue of African-American students and white students anymore? I mean, the case at Harvard that you referenced earlier is about Asian-American students, that when you talk about diversity, it's not just a black-white issue anymore. You have many, many ethnicities. You have different races. You have class issues. Is there an argument that there's maybe a bigger discussion that needs to happen about admissions and creating diversity in student bodies?
Yeah, and I think that's exactly right. There are conversations like that going on. And you've had questions about how to better calibrate. You know, Barack Obama, for example, talked about how maybe what we needed was more of an effort to have class-based affirmative action, you know, socioeconomic questions rather than race ones. Some people pushed back on that and said, even where you have income parity, what you find is that black applicants are still at a disadvantage. So this is a live issue, and I think there are a lot of people who think it should be reconsidered. The question is how and in what way and who will be in charge of designing what what that might look like in the future.
All right. That's David Graham, a writer at The Atlantic. David, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.